I think it's difficult for you guys to prepare when, it is a new guy. You probably don't want to film on
you. Nah, not really, because, you know, especially on defense, we emphasize we got to do what we do. We're not really worried about the opposition, the offense. It's us. You know, it's basically us doing what we got to do to execute. And we know as long as we execute our defense correctly, everybody in their spots, we can go and shut anybody down. So we're not really worried about this guy or what he do or watching film on him. We just knowing that we're sticking to our game plan, doing what we got to do. As long as we don't make mistakes, you know, defense should play good.
So you're kind of one of those things where you don't want to get overconfident playing. I mean, you know, Trent Green has been a quarterback for some years. Don't want to get overconfident if the backup does play, but you guys are just going to go in there.
Now, I don't think we already a confident bunch, so regardless, we're going to go to the game with confidence, knowing that, you know, we feel like we can go in and dominate any team we face. So we already confident, but we just going to go over there and do what we continue to do. We got a bunch of confidence playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, and we just going to go out there and continue to do, you know, our goal, and that's to be the number one defense this year.
Dan, a couple guys yesterday mentioned it, as well as you guys, the defensive side of the ball played, that so you didn't get any turnovers and they got five. He goes, their defense outplayed ours. To me, that seemed kind of weird, but do you agree?
Man, they got the win, so really, I don't even look at it. Their defense outplayed ours. Their whole team outplayed us. You know, ultimately, it's the Broncos against the Rams, and the Rams outplayed the Broncos, and we lost. So it's not really their defense outplayed ours. It's they did more to win than what we did.
Could your defense have played much better than you did yesterday?
You know, I think we played good, but we still made some mistakes, and we still got some learning to do, and we still got some plays we can go make. But I think we played all right. But, you know, we started off, I think, pretty good, better than Miami last year, and, you know, we got some things to build on.
You wake up today, is that game still pissing you off, or are you able to let it go and start thinking about Sunday?
I mean, it's on your mind. You know, you talk about it, you know, especially on the Monday, like today when we got to come in and watch film. So it's still on our minds, but, you know, after we come back, get back in here Wednesday, you know, it's all about Kansas City.
Was the film watching session, was that painful because of how the game went?
Not on the defensive side, not in the defensive back rooms. We watched the film, and, you know, we felt like we did a lot of good things, and we played a pretty good game overall. You know, the Rams is a high-explosive offense. They've been there for the last few years, and we pretty much, you know, shut them down. They ain't even getting the end zone. So we felt pretty good about how we played, but then again, it wasn't good enough because we didn't win the game.
How are you feeling today? I guess Coach was saying your ankle was hurting a little bit.
Nah, that's false. It's not my ankle at all. I just cramped up. That's all. Okay. I just cramped. I only missed like five plays.
Okay.
I just cramped up. You know, we don't feel so much. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I'm running around trying to get to the ball every play. It's that thing, you know, you got to get back in the groove of things that first game, and I don't think it'll happen no more.
So you're 100% now?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Last year when you went up against Kansas City, Larry Johnson, what were your thoughts on him when you played him last year?
Well, the first game, he really didn't do too much, but that second game, he was a monster. I think he was a totally different player when we played up in Kansas City. He was running the ball extremely hard. He probably was the best running back, you know, in the league last year, you know, once he starting and rolling. And, you know, he's a beast. We know, first of all, we're going to have to stop him in order to, you know, have any success. Because if you don't stop him, then it's going to be a long game for us. So, you know, that's going to be our game plan like every week. Our game plan every week is to stop the run and then make them beat us on the pass, because we know we got some playmakers in the defensive backfield, and they keep passing the ball. We're going to get our share of turnovers and interceptions.
Is that even more true considering that it looks like Trent Green probably won't play this week and he'll be a relatively unproven quarterback in that system?
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, I feel like they probably try to slow the game down and try to, you know, play a possession game where they try to run the ball and keep the ball more and run some time off the clock. But, you know, like I said, we emphasize on shutting down the run, so we're going to shut down the run and make them pass the ball on us. That's how, you know, our defense works. And I think it's going to be the same this week. So, basically, they're going to have to, you know, result to some pass some kind of way.